You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this month's episode of Plumbing the Death Star Plus. I'm Joe.
I'm Jackson.
I'm also Joe.
And this is a podcast where we ask the important questions.
Very important. This one's really important, I think.
It's important to you, Jackson.
Yeah, I'd say so.
What would you do with two dads?
AKA, how would you
monetize
scrolls? Have two dads?
What would you use Skrulls for, personal gain and or profit?
That's probably a good broad off.
Yeah, but that's...
Well, that's what I'm going to answer, because I don't fucking know. Go on, Jack. Take it away, baby!
Well, I mean, Yeah.
In the Plumbing the Death Star episode, which if you haven't heard...
This will be a very confusing Plumbing the Death Star Plus, but what kind of freak are you that listens to the Plus first?
Well,
is it rude to call our subscribers freaks?
No!
I don't think so.
Yeah. It's flying that freak flag proudly.
It's freaks begetting freaks, you know.
I'll boldly put this out there. Anyone who pays for a podcast, not a normal person. And I mean any podcast, not just ours.
Yeah, that's fair.
That shit's fair. For free.
Yeah. Yeah, all you need is a phone, or not even that sometimes.
That's like, I also think the people that rent movies digitally freak me out.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like as in like someone...
How else am I getting a movie?
There's so many ways.
I guess there's streaming.
Oh, yeah.
Streaming. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand buying it more than renting it.
What about
I'll pay four bucks. Actually, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm walking that back. Renting, okay. Buying a digital movie, what are you doing?
That's weird. Yeah. What about a digital... Okay, so what about this? Because I have bought and rented stuff from... Maybe this is freak mode YouTube. Because some stuff you can only get on YouTube. Some movies and TV shows. In Australia specifically.
I think it's an access issue. Because I think I purchased the run, like a Legion, maybe season 2 or 3, depending which one it was.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I just finished season 1. I really wanted to watch season 2. Only way I could do that was buying it on Apple. And I'm like,
Drunk History season 6 and 7, I think, on YouTube. It's pretty bad, yeah.
Oh, no.
They weren't even good.
Rented.
What?
I know.
No, season 6 and season 7 of Drunk Histories that was exclusively available on YouTube was bad.
It was pretty
crazy.
Bad.
Stranger Than Fiction, the Will Ferrell thing.
Oh, yeah.
I think I tried to rent and or buy it anywhere. Mm. Couldn't find it.
Yeah.
Ended up finding it on YouTube for free that had been sped up. So you had to play it at like 0.25 speed.
That's
so
awesome.
You could watch it. I am like, this is like one of my favorite films. And I'm like, how is it this hard to find?
There was a dark age of piracy that is over. So
that's true.
You wanted it there.
Yeah.
If you they don't want it, you to watch it. I'm going to watch it anyway.
I rented Birds of Prey on the Apple subscription thing.
That's awesome.
Well, Apple, just renting it for a bit because it was like, well, I think it was during lockdown.
Yeah.
And being like, well,
Lucky D.
Yeah. Be like, what are we going to do to pass the time? Oh, that terrible film came out.
Yeah, let's give that a watch.
Yeah, may as well watch it. I'm glad I only paid $2.99 for this.
Yeah.
I think, I guess it was a access thing of like, if you can get it, we'll watch it legally. But now you're deleting stuff from streaming services so that you don't have to pay certain people. Oh, yeah. Time to sail the high seas.
It's always been the issue, especially in Australia. Because
Australia loves to pirate.
Yeah, we do.
We're descending from convicts, cunts. What do you expect?
I hope to find this episode on you somewhere on the Pirate Bay.
Me too.
It's always been an access issue, right?
Yeah. I remember when I was in my mid-20s, I pirated every single season of King of the Hill.
Yeah.
It took about, maybe it was my early 20s, so it probably took about a day to get it all. But my God, was it worth it.
Yeah, big time.
I think I tried to pirate all of Smallville. All 10 seasons.
Somebody save me.
And I think it got to 90-something percent before it just crapped out.
Oh, dude.
And it never finished, and so I never watched Smallville. But even if it had have downloaded all 10 seasons, I just don't think I would have watched all of Smallville.
Yeah. It's the end of high school.
The end of high school / start of uni was big time download every TV series you can think of.
I had a friend, I was actually reminiscing on this just last night.
Oh my God.
I had a friend in high school who had, he must have had the fastest internet in the area.
Did you hear the thing that I never experienced and I associate it with only being in movies, but was a real life thing of being like, I'll rent you my hard drive for like $5. Take it home. Take the stuff. Give it back.
He was far more.
I have a story about that, but go on.
He was far more sort of like benevolent. He would download a bunch of pornos onto a CD.
Onto a CD?
Yeah, there were two CDs that went around. One was pictures and one was videos. Whoa. And they just got disseminated through all of the boys in my year level.
I reckon you would have grabbed the pictures one. Cause...
No, I was the videos. Well, yeah, I had both good. At one point.
Oh, okay.
Then I think I lost one, which is sort of like destroying a religious artifact in a way.
Yeah. Because I remember used to do the same thing in like LAN parties back in the day, and there'd always be one kid with the fastest internet had too much pornography.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And so then you'd just like, just be swapping hard drives, just grabbing everything, right? I remember one of my mates, so this was back with like the Windows Media Player or VLC or whatever, when you started playing things, and it would auto play everything. And so a friend of ours, and I'm trying to remember the end of the story, but he just started playing or watching a video, not pornography, but it's like watching a regular video on his computer. But then he fell asleep watching and so then your mum walks in on just hardcore pornography.
That's
and
awesome.
And so I think
he got too horny and passed out.
Mm-hmm. So I think he threw us all under the bus maybe as either, I forget who he was specifically, but it was like, that must have been a prank from one of the guys at the LAN thing. Put all of this nasty pornography on my computer.
Yuck, mum. I would never watch such.
Of course the mum definitely believed him.
Oh, yeah, big time.
I hate the thought of hole, mum.
Makes me sick.
But yeah, speaking of the thing of renting out hard drives. Mm-hmm. So a relative of mine, you could have a guess.
Yeah.
So he used to...
I got it in one.
Yep. Me too.
So he used to just basically download any kind of film you can kind of imagine and put them on DVDs or CDs or whatever.
Yeah.
And have a list that he'd send out that people could then pick and choose a couple bucks or whatever.
He had a little business model going.
A little side hustle.
That's awesome.
Some cash, as it were. So, purchase.
Gen Z don't know how to pirate stuff. No. So maybe I'll start charging teens for... Yeah.
That's fucked up.
It's because... No, it's exactly what we're talking about
before.
If that's
all you've got,
People are used to... we went from no access to stuff in Australia to, once all the streaming services appeared, there was, maybe a year or two of, you can pretty much watch anything. Unless you're looking for something, really fucking crazy, it will probably be on something. But now... Because, if you, especially with all these strikes going on, if you can support people, you should. But sometimes the people that are causing the strikes have made it impossible because they don't want to pay anyone.
Sometimes watching a TV show on a streaming service nets them nothing.
Yeah. This is why, again, when it comes to piracy has always been a access issue. I remember Neil Gaiman talking about...
Too close to me at a gig once. Give me some personal space.
That's funny.
Yeah. I was seeing a band and I felt someone, and the crowd was it wasn't sparse, but everyone had a lot of
a bit of space, a bit of arm room.
Yeah. And then I felt someone stand too close to me and I was like, what is going on? I turned around and I was almost touching noses with Amanda Palmer and Neil Gaiman, and I was like,
interesting.
Why?
That feels intentional. I'm stressed by that.
And then I because I turned around. I wasn't angry because if it was a regular person, I would have been fuck off. But I was just kind of trying to figure out.
Fuck. Two famous people.
Then turned around and then because I.
Did they give you a cheeky wink or something?
Neil Gaiman did give me a cheeky acknowledging look, but then Amanda Palmer, who was closer, she was the one pretty much standing directly on top of me. Because I made direct eye contact with her because she was way closer than a human being should have been. She then was like, oh, this guy knows who I am. And my brain was like, oh, that's Amanda Palmer. I'm not a...
You do know who she is.
Yeah, I'm not a big Amanda.
You didn't approach them.
And then I smiled and turned back around and was like, what the fuck is going on? Why are they so close to me?
I don't know if this is either common knowledge or maybe known. I don't know. Anyway... Aren't they, weren't they, because they've since split up, messily? But weren't they in an open relationship?
They were looking for a third.
Oh, my God.
Potentially, polycule.
Me and my partner saw you from across the bar. Yeah, we like
really,
your vibe.
Me and my partner, Amanda Palmer, really like your vibe, sir.
They just thought the best way to do it was to just slowly inch over to you between them.
I'm at a music festival where I didn't see you perform. Yeah. I was just trying to quietly watch this metal band that I can't remember the name of.
I think I've told you this before. At the leisure center, where there's a pool and everything like that, me and my wife got approached by a guy.
What?
I really like like your wife's mom.
That's awesome.
Because like, so we'd be like
at the leisure center too, dude.
So funny.
That's the horniest place on earth.
Yeah. It is horny
because we use the rehab center, like the rehab pool. Because my wife broke her knee back in the day, and I have a shitty back, so we tend to use that. And this is where we also have like because we're love a good Kmart run.
Mm.
Kind of have matching dressing gowns that you like
that's
made
awesome.
From towel, like the towel material, like to get out. And we also have like matching water bottles because we're that lame. And it was just very funny for a guy. Like, I really just want to say,
I like your vibe. That's so cool, dude.
That's the opposite of what I look. If I was looking, if I was like,
you're looking for people for your swinger.
I'm hoping it was just to like, you guys are a cute couple. You guys are women.
Oh,
that
was no,
that's what I'm hoping. That's
it. Okay.
I'm also
He wasn't like, oh, I like your vibe. I'd love to fuck you and your wife with my wife.
I want to fuck your wife with my wife. What?
Huh?
I'm scared to ask, but how?
And then my wife's got to fuck me with you.
Huh? I'm going to say yes out of pure scientific curiosity.
I'm guessing maybe it would be you taking your wife from behind while she wears a strap-on and then she fucks my wife.
Or you put a strap-on on the top of my wife's head and then you wield her kind of like a battering ram, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
say yes.
Yeah,
just to see what that looks like.
Because
I'm a curious fella.
Common sense suggests that it would be the most normal one, but you've said it in such an extraordinarily unnormal way that maybe...
Oh, you've piqued my curiosity, I'll admit it.
Yeah. You know what, fella? I like your vibe, too.
That's awesome.
I'll never know why Amanda Palmer and Neil Gaiman were standing
so awesome
close to me. They were so close. Why?
Yeah. But yeah, so he was Sandman, I think, was like, started getting pirated in different places. Neil Gaiman was like, we just noticed that, the piracy goes up, but we'd also noticed that sales then would go up.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's this kind of thing of like, things beget other things. I was watching the Beanie Baby film.
That's
on,
a mistake.
On Apple
TV.
Apple TV?
Apple Plus?
Apple Plus, Apple?
The Beanie Baby movie.
Beanie Baby TV,
TV. Beanie Baby.
All the Beanie Baby content TV. You could want.
Is Blackberry on there too? Because that's funny. That's a huge, huge dick swing. If Apple are like, we're distributing the Blackberry movie.
That would be real good.
Yeah.
Watching the Beanie Baby film, the rise and fall of it, I had no idea how integral the Beanie Babies were to early internet.
What?
Beanie Babies are based so Beanie Babies really gave birth to e-commerce.
Oh no, I actually do know about this.
So it was like the very first business that basically was like, hey, we're gonna sell direct to the customer, Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
Beanie Babies were also like the big thing that made eBay quite popular.
Yes,
it was like
the
biggest thing on eBay.
The awesome thing about Beanie Babies was that the tag used to be like, this is its price. This is its price next year. And this is its price in 10 years.
Yeah. That rules.
It's so good, dude. That's there were whole sort of industries dedicated to sniffing out fake Beanie Babies as well. Like, this, you could get a DVD or VHS probably that was like, here's how to spot a fake.
Rules. It's a fascinating, don't know how true it is to the real story, but it is this kind of thing of just like, so when the boss, who's played by Zach Galifianakis, and he's a big piece of shit billionaire, as all billionaires tend to be. And when they find that, like, oh, what? There's like a secondhand market, that kind of stuff. He's like, I'm going to sue him. I want to stop him down. And the person who like helped build this all in the film was like, this is driving sales of our current. What? Please don't.
Xbox tried the same thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, Xbox. So no one remembers this for some reason, but the Xbox One launch was the most fucked up. Well, I guess people don't remember it because PlayStation 3 also had a dog shit launch.
Mm.
And then they both went on to be...
Do you mean Xbox One or Xbox 360?
I mean Xbox
One.
Okay,
yeah.
Xbox One was like, where every game has DRM.
Oh, that's right. Of course,
the consoles are always online. And it's like, because we don't want secondhand games out there anymore.
Mm.
And like people, you can still lend someone your game, but they have to be on your friends list.
Yeah.
And it's like a one-time only thing. And everyone was like, we hate you, Microsoft.
What are you talking about?
Mm.
Yeah.
Did you know that the Xbox 360, you've just reminded me of this, had an over 50% fail rate?
Yeah.
55% of Xbox 360s, or 55.4 or something. Yeah, red ringed. 50.
Wow.
That's crazy. And then
I feel so blessed that mine didn't.
And also, the PS3 had like a 16% fail rate, something like that.
The yellow light of death, I think it is.
Yeah, but a way you could fix it is you took out the entire CPU or whatever, put it in the oven... and then it resoldered, and then you could put it back in and it would fix it pretty often. That's crazy. Huh. Man. Yeah. Do you think people who clicked on this episode wanting to hear a follow-up to the Skrull episode are disappointed?
Yes, anyway,
or are they just used to sucking down any swill we give them?
This all started because you said they're idiots.
That's true, and then I ended it by insulting them for a second time.
So, Jackson,
yeah,
what are you doing with two dads?
All Skrulls.
In the episode, I think I gave a bunch of examples of what you could do with two
dads. Okay, so a quick recap in case people have forgotten the episode. Mm-hmm. You were going to reverse Parent Trap, which at step two fell apart.
That is, I tried to explain this, how your harebrained scheme here. Yeah. I lost. You would not believe how quickly I lost the audience.
Yeah. I can imagine.
And the other thing was to witness them do dad adventures.
Yeah.
Okay.
That remains true.
Okay. So let's do this. All right. So your dad's there.
Great.
Skrull comes up. He's like, "All right, hey, I'm gonna turn into with your permission.
Yeah.
I'm a Dad Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna turn into you. I got this device that'll get your memories.
I'll suck your memories
down. I'll
get
your memories. Yeah. So then from this point on, we share the same memories.
Yeah.
Dad's like, sweet. That happens. Now what?
Well, I mean, obviously it's up to them, but
uh-huh.
I think they could get into any shenanigans twins can get into, and twins can get into all kinds of shenanigans. They can impersonate each other.
But they are the same person.
Yeah.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. If there's two of you.
Well, then in a way, we could see what direction one dad's life would go if he made alternate choices from now.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
And how is that?
It's entertaining.
So you're making a long form, like you're basically doing 7-Up.
Yeah. But from 60, which is 60 up.
Which I think is also one. That's the last one of the series, I believe.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I gotta watch those movies.
I've seen the first one. It's pretty good.
Speaking of pirating, those are really hard to find.
Yeah.
7-Up, 14-Up, 21-Up, 28-Up, 36-Up, I think, and then it jumps to 60 or something.
Is 7-Up... Great drink. It's British, yeah?
Yeah.
That's right. I just remember a little farmer kid, a little 70s farmer kid from the first one.
It's good. Yeah.
Hope I end up running the farm. That's what he sounds like.
Yeah.
But a child, not a, that's an adult old voice.
Old gruff man. Okay.
Glad you've got... What accent?
Whoa,
was
who is that?
I'm glad you've got.
What's he going to say?
I'm glad you've gone back 21 years later to see that I'm running the farm.
I'm pretty sure he was from memory.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm living the dream.
All right, so you got. So you just want to see.
Also, name one situation where you can put two. So, look, let's just say that. Name one situation where you could have two people make the opposite decision and the situation still unfolds.
What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean?
So, like, you want to do, like a sliding doors situation, but nothing in real life.
Right now, my dad is married to my mom.
Yeah.
Second dad divorces her.
But he's not married to her.
Yeah, but
he goes off and lives a single life. What would my dad be like if he was a single dad?
Well, yeah, but
I get to see now.
I mean, you do, but your dad is still married to your mum, so like,
well, I get the best of both worlds.
I mean, like, again, it's this.
Regular home life and weekend dad. That's pretty good.
But actually, Jackson's onto something.
He's accidentally
just stumbled into actually a good idea.
Yeah.
You rent out a Skrull, they become your dad, but then they go and live a single life, and then you call it the weekend dad experience.
Get to see what it's like, because you don't see him as much as your actual family.
He'd be different.
Yeah. So it'd be different. He takes you to the zoo. He gets you a really good Christmas present.
I just want this on record that this is not a win from you, because you almost glazed past that entirely. You're ready to move on.
Yeah. However, I was going to point out, but you're not going to get the initial sad dad.
That's true.
Oh, no, you will, because he's got the same memory. So he's...
Yeah.
He will miss my mom.
He will, but he can't call up, his mom or your mom and be like, hey, I really want to get back together. I'm real sad and drunk. And she can just be like, well, you're already here anyway, so...
Yeah, well, I mean, he can still do that.
Maybe mom misses having two dads. I mean, two husbands.
Had two husbands.
Well, okay. They do it. I got two dads. For a year. So he can acclimatize. Then he's out. Okay? He's on his ass living in some condo by himself.
He doesn't need to acclimatize because he has the memories.
Yeah, but then mum gets to acclimatize.
But then she doesn't...
she experiences two dads.
You've taken an awesome idea and wrecked it again.
Because what you've done then is being... Yeah, you've just... by observing it, you're kind of changing it all. So again, I guess you're doing it for entertainment reasons.
Yeah. Then I have a dad who is living a single life, so who my mom misses. Guess, mm-hmm. you know, what's better than one of one thing, two of one thing?
Mm-hmm.
And then I have the weekend dad experience. Scroll mm-hmm. dad, regular dad. And he takes me to the zoo.
The big twist would be if it was revealed that Skrull Dad was the one that stayed married to your mom.
Well, at a certain point, I don't think it would matter.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, you know, immediately it would. Well,
but this is, so when a Skrull sucks off the memories of a regular person,
yeah.
they also then have the memories of themselves.
Yeah.
So they've got these, like, two histories almost.
Yeah.
And they're gonna fuck with
do
the
they
brain, right?
Suck off.
Yeah, you would think so.
How much, like, can they. But how much do they suck off memory wise?
Well, I'm curious if they suck off emotions.
Or is it just like. It's
Skrull
like,
Dad mightn't love your mom.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
When he becomes single dad, he won't be what you're looking
he'll
for at
scary,
all.
He'll be scary, sad weekend dad. Like, not fun weekend.
No, not
dad.
Even.
No, he won't be sad. He won't care.
No, yeah. but that's what I mean. Like, he's not trying to impress me or anything. Yeah, I go over his own life.
I have no connection to you.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the. Like, the it's connection like, was the memories
Jackson,
of
I got
this
two
guy.
Things to say to you. One, you are 31. I'm not taking you to the zoo. Let's go get dinner, if anything.
Uh-huh,
and two, I have no connection to you whatsoever.
Uh-huh. You could live or die and I won't care.
Yeah.
It's just another hole in the
I
ground.
Found out he's my real dad. Yeah. Skrull Dad stayed over the yeah. Then I go back to him. I'm like, at least you guys appreciate me. He's like, no, I don't know. I feel exactly the same.
Those are the, we share those emotions.
That was already in your dad.
Oh,
damn. Oh. I wish I'd never done this.
Because with Rhodes,
yeah.
he the Skrull that impersonates or takes over their life.
Is the memories that you get from like sucking off the memories the equivalent of like when you watch a movie?
That's what it must be like, yeah.
Because like,
it's a long movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like it's in like, because we've all seen a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like if you're just like, oh yeah, you're John McClane. Is that the same kind of
I imagine this is a weird way to conceptualize it, but this is the best way I can think about it, okay? So you know how like some lizards have access to like poison glands and snakes do too or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So it's like something they can access and use
not where
when
I
they want.
That sentence yeah. But all right.
I think it's the same thing. I don't think it's like it's bad it's wrong to think about it like a memory.
Yeah, right.
It's like they just have access mentally to the life
so
of that
like,
person,
so
if you know what
like,
I mean.
Say if
to use when they need to.
If your memory was, say, like a desktop on a PC.
Yeah.
It's an external hard drive.
My memories, person I sucked off memories,
yeah.
double click that, open it up. Oh, yeah.
Down, I'm in a situation where somebody says, hey, who was your girlfriend in, you know, year 10 or whatever? And you go, give me a second. Click. Scroll down, girlfriends, open that folder.
Johnny Girlfriend.
Johnny
Girlfriend. Oh, I remember Johnny Girlfriend.
What? Yeah. I think I got a corrupted file or something.
Yeah, I went to Johnny High School. I played for the Johnny FCs.
What's your name? Johnny Joldusha.
I think we got the fucked one. I think I know which one's the Skrull.
You sneezed while you were sucking the memories out of fucked it right
like, bad transfer. Oh,
Yeah.
No one will know.
Yeah. No, when's it going to come up?
Because this is all in like a lot of other sci-fi or a lot of other kind of, you know, things that explore that where it's like, oh, yeah, you know, you get the memories of somebody and like puts into your brain and then suddenly you become them and there's this kind of like, you know, crisis of identity. Like, who am I really? But they kind of gloss that over in Secret Invasion.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, Secret Invasion, they do state that they don't, like a lot of the Skrulls don't like being in human form.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's got something to do with like a crisis of identity or if they're just like, ugh.
Well, maybe it just feels weird having all those extra memories.
Is it like Doctor
not...
Who? Like
in
where
what way?
Those aliens whomst are the board of the in the Prime Minister's office? The bot
hey,
aliens!
Hey, man.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
Hey,
okay,
hey
cool.
Ma'am, what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm just like, no.
No, I forget what they're called.
The fart ones, yeah.
The fart
aliens
that wear skin suits and then they get all farty because it's uncomfortable.
Oh, no, I know.
Season
yeah,
one or two.
I've come
season,
around.
Season one of the 2005 series.
Yeah, I've come around. I know who you mean.
It's a joke episode, but it's a two-part episode.
Yeah.
And then they come back in an emotional episode, which is funny because they're farty.
That is very funny, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe they just hate the skin suit, but then it's like, do they hate the memories as well?
Well, is it just like, is it kind of like this extra baggage you don't need. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, you're like, I'm not attached to it.
Or is it like surface memory?
Dominates my head. Yeah. Yeah.
Because like looking like somebody, like that's the kind of like, okay, that's the big thing with the whole Skrull side. Yeah. Right? They can be anybody, right? Which is like, well, the moment someone looks like someone, but then they don't have the memories or they don't have like, any of that kind of there, you're like, well, you're just a completely different person, right? But if they can get the memories and like literally every memory and put that in their brains and be like, I can access that, that becomes scary.
Yes,
especially if it's the memories and no emotions.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's even scary.
Or the memories have the emotions attached to it so that they can react, respond accordingly, but they have no emotional connection to the emotions, if you know what I mean?
Yeah. So in Secret Invasion, the Skrulls that I can think of is Nick Fury's wife, who spends time with the person she impersonates.
Priscilla.
And then gets all...
I don't know why I know that name. Yeah. Why have the name stuck with me?
I don't know, dude.
I want to forget all
of
this.
You have an illness.
Shit.
Yeah. So they have that, like, so she has... I don't know if she ends up sucking off the memories, but then she... It was like the real Priscilla was like, make sure, like, you know, be good to mum and dad and everything like that. So she just takes over that person's life.
Which
so
is fucked up.
So presumably she kind of gets the memories
at
some
point.
But then she also has her own memory.
If you got the memory of somebody, because Skrulls aren't like fucking Spocks. They're not emotionless or whatever.
They full on feel.
Yeah. Mm. So if you got the memories of another human being,
even
if you had never met this person with no connection to them, just having the memories would surely affect you in some way.
100%. And it's because the thing is like, you have
a basic human empathy.
Whole life.
Yeah.
And also, like, they might think completely different to you.
Do they get, like, so, like, obviously, I don't remember being born, right? Mm-hmm. Not everyone does. Not everyone's lucky enough. But do you think the Skrulls.
I think that if you remembered being born, that would.
Irreversibly fuck you up.
But for you specifically, I feel like it would make you worse.
I think it would make me go Super Saiyan.
You get a genie, wish number one. I wish I remembered being born.
It starts as a growl of disgust, but ends up a scream of power. Do Skrulls get all of the memories, even the memories that I've forgotten?
Well, no. I would assume it'd be the memories, but filtered through you.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, that's how your brain works.
But the synapses are still there in my brain.
Every time you access a memory, the memory starts to fade, which is a cool thing the brain does.
Yeah,
which
unless it's a memory you've intent. Well, no. I have a memory that I intentionally remembered. I've probably talked about this in a podcast before, where I was like maybe 20, and I was at a family gathering, and there were sausages on a table. And I remember looking at them and being like, I'm going to remember this for
the rest
of my life.
How many sausages were there?
Seven. There was a packet of six and then one loose.
Here's the thing about that.
It's a memory of a memory, absolutely.
And no one can be sure, you included, if there actually was seven sausages.
Yeah.
Or if you just misremember.
But I can go back whenever I want and view exactly that setting. Yeah. Obviously, it's a memory of a memory. Yeah. It'll become corrupted over time. But I reckon that'll be when my mind is a mush, that's all I'll remember.
It was an interesting film, but I don't know. It was a film.
Yeah.
With Robin Williams and Jim Caviezel. Is that his name? The guy that
Jesus Christ and Sound of Freedom.
Whoa.
Well, he's in Sound of Freedom.
Yeah, he's the lead actor in Sound of Freedom.
Whoa. Was he going full on?
Yeah, dude. He was full on like that by Passion of the Christ, baby.
Damn. Mm. I guess the takeaway there is don't associate with Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson's also a producer of Sound of Freedom.
That makes sense.
And Mel Gibson's making a 4-part documentary about the real life version, maybe?
And isn't he also putting Sound of Freedom at all the Dendy cinemas in Australia?
Yeah, so Sound of Freedom's coming to Australia at the end of August, which is either in the future or the past, depending on which month this one comes out. The past, I believe.
I imagine the past, yeah. What about Passion of the Christ?
Anyway, there's a film called Final Cut. And so Robin Williams plays like there's technology, I think it was called a Zoe chip.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a person we know.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And so so the technology is that this chip gets put into the brain of either like in utero.
Yeah.
So that like you're born with this chip in your brain that records your whole life.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
And then when you die, that chip is taken away and it gives it to basically an editor.
Oh, okay.
And then they basically cut it up and they make a eulogy.
Jackson's Life Funny Moments compilation.
And so there's this whole thing where you can kind of like, you know, your whole life is there, and so they cut it out, like, you know, sleep, masturbating, sex, and kind of that gets auto-deleted almost for the eulogy. But I guess if you wanted, you could
kind of highlights.
That and highlight that if you want.
Yours would just be a hyper-cut of every hole you've ever seen.
Yes. Hole in the ground, the donut.
yeah, like every hole.
Absolutely.
Big,
drains.
Big chasm.
Yeah.
And so, like, and you know, this whole thing of like people rebel against, like some people rebel against that because they're like, oh, this is fucked up, invasion of privacy. I think then people like, you know, jump off buildings and sling, you know, so they can, you know,
get rid of the
head
ship
first, basically. Like, no one knows my life. And there's a whole, like, the thing which is like when they, in one little off cut scene, or not cut scene, one little, like, you know, scene there where it's like, oh, I cut this up together. It's a eulogy of someone passing away, blah, blah. And they, you know, highlight their
murder?
Life. That's a bit darker, the whole plot line, but this particular like scene, like the brother of that person's watching it and they're like, oh, this is really beautiful, but oh, I remembered like that boat or that house or whatever was a different color. And it's like, oh, memory's a fucking tricky thing in that, like, you know, what you remember it being was not actually like, you know, reality. And then this one in particular as well, like they remembered it like this. And there's people with like either neurological conditions where it just didn't quite take, so that their Zoe chip is just like really fucked up and they see the world very differently. It was an interesting little
idea
and thought experiment.
Yeah.
I don't know how wildly well received it was or even watched. Maybe I was the only one.
I feel like I've only ever heard about this movie from you. Yeah, as you started talking about it, I was like, I've heard you mention this movie before.
It's a cool kind of concept.
What's it called?
Final Cut.
Final Cut.
Final Cut Pro.
All right, rock and roll.
And who was in it? Jim Caviezel and
Robin Williams.
Okay, so it's not in the top 3, 4, 5 movies called Final Cut on Letterboxd.
So it would be around about the time that Robin Williams also did, was it 1 Hour Photo?
1 Hour Photo, yeah, that's
another
right.
film which I only think I saw.
I've seen One Hour Photo.
Yeah. I love Cy. He's great. He's such a big creep.
He says Evangelion wrong.
Whoa.
There's an Evangelion reference in it. And
He breaks into a house and takes a shit.
When I was in primary school, we would drive past the lollipop guy who did the crossing between the general store and my primary school. And every time my dad would say, 1 hour photo. And I don't know why. I think the guy reminded him of Robin Williams' 1 hour photo. I don't know.
That's a great, one hour photo. It's like bleach blonde.
Oh, that's
a
awesome.
It's a good look.
2004, this came out.
Yeah.
It has an average score of 3 on Letterboxd.
Is this Final Cut?
The Final Cut.
So there you go. Give it a watch. Have a good time with it.
This episode's movie rack. Give it a watch.
So with memories, it's all very much, you know, up to the individual.
Subjective.
And it's very subjective and things can change, especially. And so we don't even know like what happens when like the memories of a human being is filtered through the brain of a Skrull.
Absolutely.
And also, again, talking about like very just offhandedly mentioning neurological conditions. So what happens if you have a neurological condition?
What?
How does that, and that, like, will that affect, like, the brain?
I guess.
Well, I mean,
I knew someone, they had, like, a benign brain tumor, which ended up giving them, like, synesthesia, right?
Oh, yeah.
So they could see sounds.
Sounds as colors and such.
And so if you got the memories of that, so then you would have the memories of that.
Yeah.
But you don't have the tumor pressing on the certain parts of your brain.
That's true.
Get synesthesia. Have shape-shifting abilities. So could you then have
Give yourself the tumor?
Well, what about, we can even get more specific and, like, just be like, okay, Rhodey.
Yeah.
He has a broken spine.
Yeah, that's true. Do they break their own spine?
No, because this Rhodey walks normal and doesn't have the leg braces, which we see in Infinity War and Endgame, which apparently doesn't matter because that was still Skrull. Yeah, I disagree, creator of Secret Invasion.
Well, you've got to make it believable. So they're like, oh, yeah, we're wearing this and then to rewire neurons.
I went to Tony Stark's funeral,
I remember, dude. Sad he died. Cool, we fired his ashes off to space.
Out of a cannon into a lake.
Because if you are taking the memories and personality and all that kind of stuff of someone you're sucking off.
Yeah.
Surely with Rhodes, he'd be like, well, Tony Stark, as much as he annoyed me at times, was a very close friend and a good friend. So then I can access those parts of the memory.
People you haven't met dying would fuck you up. Surely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or is it like because this the Skrull Rhodes seems to not give a shit at all because they're like, I fucking fired Nick Fury's ass like that. It was so good. I will happily bomb Who are they met? Is it Sokovia?
Yeah. No, they're bombing America.
No. When they're like, if that woman gives me the fuck, rolls her eyes one more time, we are going to carpet bomb that country.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Exactly. The UK?
Sure, let's go with that. But, like, it seems more callous and, like, very much not acting
well,
in
character.
Well,
maybe they're not connected to those memories whatsoever.
Or they just have
a decision. Yeah. And so, or it's like, yeah, like you said, like, oh, there's that poison sack I can kind of
use if I want.
And so it's like, well, everyone's watching me at Tony's funeral. Oh, yeah, I'll access that. Oh, he cared. Oh, I can access that sadness. I am sad.
I reckon that the Skrulls have a defense mechanism against feeling any of the emotions felt.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because that's presumably...
That'll fuck with their motives.
And it's also... having the ability to replicate someone is got to be like an evolutionary response or whatever.
Yeah.
So, and if you're doing that to...
It'd be prey.
If you're doing that to other aliens, who fucking knows what it's like to be those... You know, you could go up to a fucking Spider-Man. Not our Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
But like a man-spider.
Yeah.
Not our man-spider.
Maybe a spidered man. Anyway.
A spidered man.
But if you suck that off, those are completely alien thoughts.
Yeah.
That could completely fuck you up if you are allowed to feel them with a body not designed.
Well,
you
gotta remember that they suck off the memories with a machine.
Yeah, they do.
So it's not
a natural ability. So the natural ability is to be able to, like, just to transform into whatever, right?
Yeah.
So we sort of discussed this very briefly. Because they can transform into or shapeshift into humanoid things. Could they transform into an orangutan?
Probably.
Animals are probably on the cards.
Do they change height at all when they transform?
Yeah.
Then, I don't see why not.
So then why? Yeah, so I guess they could, like, shape change into a dog.
Shape change into 1 million dogs and just take over the city.
Chernobyl's already full of dogs.
Yeah.
So
those dogs are sick.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, if I was a Skrull, I think I would just change into a cat.
Yeah.
If I was a dog, I'd go to Chernobyl.
Oh, yeah.
What would you do there?
Hang out until I got sick and then be confused and die?
No, but you're a Skrull, so you're good.
Zeus is saying if he was a real dog.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
What are you doing if you're a real dog?
I reckon
you're humping a leg.
Yeah, I'm humping a leg, dude. I'm getting put down.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hang out a butcher and try and get like a link of sausages.
Yeah, run away with the sausage while the butcher chases after you.
With their big butcher knife.
I'll skin
you alive, dog.
Get away with it.
Yeah. He secretly loves me. He calls me a scamp.
I'm gonna skin that scamp.
I've been put down by the state.
This dog was simply too horny to live.
100%. No, thank you. But if I was a Skrull, just go to a cat and then be like, I'm going to find like a nice family that will pamper that cat, i.e. my family, and be like, all right, cool. I'm going to live my best life and I'm just going to sleep all day because that just sounds like the dream.
Yeah, but that's funny because they are sentient beings.
Yeah.
So you're just full on giving up any... fair enough. If it works for you.
Let me show you this beautiful meme.
So
it's good to return.
It is. What do you want out of life? To nap.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to pay rent or a mortgage.
Eat cat food.
I'm going to
sneak human food.
I'm going to become just different celebrities every day and just wreck people's lives.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Being a cat. So I was like, here's your cat of cat food. Instantly transform back into a Skrull. Hey.
I have
an agreement here.
A guy.
I will be your cat if you give me a fucking steak.
You've got to cook me hot dogs.
Come on, this is the deal. Aww. I will go back to a cat.
How good are hot dogs?
Hot dogs are awesome.
Hot dogs, unreal.
Yeah,
the best food. Like, look, owning a cat.
Yeah,
they have a shorter lifespan.
That's true.
They will. I won't die. You will die before me. I'll be your eternal cat. Give me a fucking hot dog.
I like that you could make a Skrull a dog and then you could give the dog a guy's memories.
Ooh.
You could also give a Skrull a dog's memories if you wanted to.
You could become celebrities and ruin their lives.
Yeah, just like walking down the street as Nicole Kidman. Someone's like, oh my God, Nicole Kidman. I take photos with them. They post it on Facebook. Everyone's like, that's not Nicole Kidman. She's shooting a movie in Hollywood.
I thought you were going to be like impersonating Nicole Kidman. Somebody's like, can I take a photo with him? You punch him in the face.
No.
Just
confuse them.
Make all of their friends loathe them for being an idiot.
That is a good idea.
Doesn't really help.
Try and get free shit.
Better than the two dad situation.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a good way to be, in terms of how would you use, I guess, the powers of a Skrull for personal gain and profit. It's, impersonate like a very famous celebrity. Be like,
Rob a bank, change your appearance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can you? Do you does it have to be something organic? Could I become a gun?
Why would you become a gun?
No, or anything, a hammer, whatever.
Why?
But you have to wear a gun with legs, right?
Would I?
Why?
You can't move.
Well, it's just
why do you want to be a gun?
Well, I don't necessarily want to. I just asked.
Okay, why do you want to be a hammer?
No, I'm just saying. Can I? What are the limits to what I can transform into?
We've only seen Skrulls transform.
If the Skrulls landed on a planet full of hammers,
yeah, sentient hammers,
yeah,
then it's fine. Probably, if it's organic matter, it's probably fine.
Okay, so I could become like an organic hammer, but when you slam down on a nail,
but it's made from wood and metal, which is organic.
Yeah, but does it have to be like?
Living.
Tissue? Like a hammer where you hit a nail.
Why do you want to be a hammer?
Hey,
if I say yes, where is this going?
I don't know. I'm just learning the parameters.
Mike, could a Skrull, without the super soldier serum that they inject at the end, could they become a Groot who's just a tree man?
I got to imagine.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be able to use the powers.
So they just look like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it'd be like Groot without the stretching and without the being able to come back from the dead.
Then I reckon they could become a hammer.
If a Skrull was to be able to shape shift.
Why do you want
to
be a hammer?
He wants to hammer things. I don't know.
You want someone to pick you up and hammer you. Is this where the bit goes? We're like, oh yeah, you can be a hammer. You're like, oh, imagine if someone walked into the shop and they bought me and then they hammered me on a nail and I was like, oh, my head.
I think I just like imagining a hammer full of meat.
But it wouldn't be.
JD, you hit the engage button and that's on you.
Man, 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 man. Little fucking
goblin. What if I was a hammer with bones in it? Man, 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 man. This is your fault.
Yeah. Don't engage.
This whole episode is us engaging with these fucking stupid. Oh, yeah. Two dads is actually the best thing that could possibly happen.
Yeah.
So, say, for example, I'm like, okay, I'm a Skrull.
Yep.
I see Jason Statham.
Jatham.
Jatham Statham.
Jatham Statham.
Leave me alone. Be nice to me, how about? And I see him doing, when he was Olympic level diver.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah. I then shapeshift into him as he was an Olympic level diver. Can I perform Olympic level dives?
No, because you don't have this. Oh, maybe. Fuck. I was going to be like, no. If you're not using the machine, you don't have the skills.
I don't have his memory, but now I have his physique.
Yeah, but you don't know how to do the right flips and shit.
That's true.
And how to land with minimal splash.
Okay,
if I took the body of an Olympic level discus thrower.
Uh-huh.
When I got out there and held the discus and the crowd was cheering, I'd be like, I'm about to have the most embarrassing career of any discus.
The other discus player is about to have the most embarrassing career of their life. You'll be fine. Yeah, you can just transform into a different person.
I'll just transform into the ref or something. I'm off. Okay, how about this? All right, because that involves level skill.
Remember that old viral video of the ref being hit with a javelin that was fake?
Yeah.
Why did the internet love stuff like that?
They still do.
Hey, how funny would it be if someone was doing a javelin and they hit the ref?
Well, because it's what we're all thinking.
Yeah. We're all thinking that, dude. Yeah. Every single time. Tell me you're watching the javelin on television to see how far they throw a spear. No. We're wanting to see them fuck up and hit the crowd.
It's like high jump, where they go over the thing.
And hit their nuts on the bar?
Yeah, that's what we're watching, dude.
It happened once, and we were so excited.
Yeah,
oh, no, that was again.
No,
that was with the pole vault. Yeah,
yeah,
the pole vault. That's what I'm thinking.
And then the pole going in under the nuts.
Oh, fuck, dude.
That's awesome. Same with ice skating. You watch when the Olympics happened most recently.
Oh, yeah.
I watched the winter, whatever it was. I watched the ice skating the most because the fuck ups were the best because they do a big twirl and then he'd let go of her and she'd go flying.
I thought you were hoping for violence because I was like,
what,
there is a clip.
They're going to each other.
No. I meant like cutting their head off or something with the ice skate.
No, tragically not.
Because there's footage of...
Oh, I can imagine. Those are so sharp, those ice skates.
Yeah, there's a famous hockey match where it happened in the 80s where the goalie's throat got slit by a skate. And it was like, it's a sporting event, so it was on TV.
Yeah.
And then the club doctor saved his life because he'd been to he'd fought in the Vietnam War. So he immediately was like, he jammed his fingers into the guy's open throat wound. And pushed the two...
The trachea or whatever. Fuck, that's awesome.
Anyway.
Damn,
it's
dude.
A fucked up video. That exists.
Yeah.
Not fake.
Not fake. Fact. Real.
Okay. Another question. So apart from... Okay, how about this? So I see a power lifter, right?
All right.
Like so a very strong man.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I shapeshift into that. So I have big muscles.
Yeah.
Can I lift the equivalent?
No.
Can I be stronger?
I don't think so.
Why not? Because it's muscles, right?
Yeah, but... But is it just muscles? Because there's also technique and things like that, which you don't get.
Yeah.
That's fair. So, okay.
If you Because if you shapeshift into the Hulk,
yeah,
you can't lift a car.
Why not?
I don't know.
So it's because when Banner turns into a Hulk, he becomes
is it real
big
muscle?
Green. Is it? And he's gets big, powerful powers. Yeah. Is it the muscle that's making
no?
Him
but
lift?
Like when you're a Skrull and you shapeshift, are you actually getting the muscle, or are you just copying?
Or
what
is
it looks like?
Is it because it's conversion of mass?
Yeah,
right?
There's only so much you cannot create or destroy matter. So if you're becoming the Hulk, you should be very light.
Yeah.
You should not. You should be able to knock that Hulk over with a feather.
Yeah, but
where does Banner get matter? Yeah,
where does Banner get?
Well, I suppose that. Yeah.
Also,
that makes sense.
I don't know if that's like you're not destroying.
Well, you can't have extra mass
like
that
where
you don't have already.
You can just,
if you suck
there's particles and shit around.
If you're sucking it in to make yourself bigger, you could do that. But that's a second insane thing that's happening.
Like if they're because again we're talking about like height, if they're getting like taller or shorter. Surely then they change their weight.
Maybe Skrulls are really dense all the time normally.
Yeah.
So they've got a lot of atoms. They got a lot of matter to distribute when they need to change.
So yeah, because like when they transform or shapeshift into someone who is like very muscular, they just become real short.
Yeah, I don't know how they do that. I mean, I guess it's comic book bullshit. So
they
just figure it out.
Well, I think
one real like skinny arm, so it all goes into one arm. So
yeah,
you can crush someone.
Mm. Well, the fact that they gave Hulk DNA to Skrulls to make Super Skrulls makes me think that you don't get the strength of the person you're copying into. Whatever your strength is.
Is what your strength is despite what you look like?
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah. So a Skrull would need to work out to be strong unless they get the DNA of a Hulk.
Yeah.
What a... Oh, no. No, I guess
that's just the power.
So
what is Hulk's powers?
Being big?
With all of this, how are you using your two dots to make any money or any enjoyment?
I think I've given you like five situations.
No, you haven't.
Where
every
I
single
would have
time.
A great time with two dots. Weekend dad. Trading Places.
What do you mean
Twin
trading?
Twin Shenanigans. Hollywood fame.
Okay, so let's just quickly go through that. Weekend Dad, my idea. You tried to gloss past it.
Yeah.
Hollywood fame. Yeah. Doesn't work. Doesn't matter if there's two guys that are exactly the same. In fact, your dad's not an actor. He's not going to get into Hollywood. Trading Places.
That.
What do you mean Trading Places? Twin Shenanigans doesn't work. They're the same guy.
Yeah. Because it really just comes down to, when they get the memories, do they get them completely wholesale? And then they're just that person completely. But as we see from the
what about 40 dads? Is that better?
No.
Is it worse?
What do you do with 40 people?
Start a company?
Yeah, but okay, imagine 40 you running a company.
Well, not 40 me. That's trouble.
Yeah,
but 40 my dad, he's a competent guy.
Yeah, but is he completely and utterly competent to run a whole company? What company?
I don't know, maybe growing plants? My dad likes doing that.
So a garden company.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, there's a lot of trust. It's all the same guy, you know? You can trust your employee if it's you.
Yeah, but... Okay, so
would you stab you in the back?
Yes.
Yeah, so...
But I'm special. I'm a unique case.
Well, so the idea of when you're making a company...
Yeah.
And so the
there's
idea...
There's roles that you need to fill,
yeah,
and everyone has
roles,
specific
skills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How's your dad with, like, organization and communication?
Yeah.
Well, it's probably going to be easier if it's all him.
No.
In fact, it'd be worse because he'd be like, well, you're thinking it, right? You're me, so you know.
Plus, if there's 40 dads, they'd have to figure out a way to distinguish themselves from each other, figure out which dad is which.
Yeah. Could your dad...
I lose my real dad in that frame.
could you say, for example, there's 40 yous? Could you say, for example... Okay,
which one am I?
Well, yeah, but like, can you do payroll?
No, not me. 40 me is horrible chaos.
Yeah, but
40 me is like locusts.
Yeah, you know, but like
40 of anyone is like that.
So, for example,
well, what's the ideal number then?
One.
One,
or three, because that's the magic number.
Yeah. Well, then three. Three dads. My
one
three
is
dads.
The loneliest number.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, exactly.
Right,
that's what I'm trying to avoid.
Okay. It's not three, because then you'd have your work dad.
Yeah.
Then you'd have your home dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have your rec dad.
Yeah.
No, I think three dads split him up like that wrecks all three dads.
Yeah. Oh, you might be right.
Because the work dad's burnt out and wants to die. Play dad has no drive and just ends up being Call of Duty dad.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what the other dad
Rec
was.
Dad, recreational.
Recreational dad, dad yeah.
He's too much of a party boy. Cocaine dad.
I know.
Alternatively, he joins a local sports team, realizes you have no talent or ability, and never talks to you again.
Distant cocaine dad, Call of Duty dad, and burnt out dad.
Yeah, yeah, I think
I wrecked my dad.
I think the best thing would be, you want to share the load, right?
Yeah.
Because this comes down to the multiple man problem or if the ability to split yourself off. It's like, sweet, if I split myself off, you can go and do the work, and you do that, you're like, fuck off, you do the work. We have the same flaws.
Yeah, that is true.
I'm hungry. I'm also hungry. Now I've got to eat two meals.
And it'd also be real dad would know that he's not the Skrull, where Skrull dad would know he's the Skrull, which means that you also end up with the
power dynamic.
Yeah.
I'm the real dad.
Like the twins in Invincible.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. I think there's no amount of dad that's good.
One.
That's sad.
That's the loneliest number.
So what would you do with two dads? Turns out you just wrecked their life, and every idea Jackson ever has is bad. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
This has been another episode of Plumbing the Death Star Plus, and we meant all the mean things we said about you at the start of the episode. See you next month. Keep subscribing. You pay our bills.
Thank you.
Thank you.